So I am currently, I just got back from some trips. The summer is called Where Am I Giving? So once you realize that we live in a world where there is a slave that you could go to Ivory Coast and you could meet, right? That there are farmers and factory workers, and you have to process that we have what we have, that I have what I have, and they have what they have. You want to do something. You want to produce something. So this book is about, okay, so I want to do something. Now, what do I do? How much money do I give? How do you even know how to give? How should I dedicate my time and, you know, my gifts and talents and resources? And so I'm exploring that world of how people should give, or what, you know, how it's not always as easy as saying, well, just do something. Well, sometimes the something that we do could be harmful or no help at all, right? So I'm kind of exploring that world of aid and development, of global and local giving, of head and heart, finding those balances.
Tell us a story of what you found in your travels that reflects on good choices for philanthropy.
It's hard. These are all so fresh too. So I met a guy. It's been, when you're looking for people doing good in the world, it's not hard to find, right? So I think a lot of the best work that is being done, it's being locally driven and locally led. People not being told what they need, but people asking and working towards what they need. So a great example of that would be a guy named Tim, who I met in Myanmar, which Myanmar is in the news a lot lately. And I met him in the city of Yangon, and he was a student activist during the protests in the late 80s, early 90s, my little off here. And he showed up at U.S. consulate with a few monks who he was acting as their translator. And just to act as their translator. And the guy in the consulate's like, hey, do you want to go? And Tim's life was in jeopardy. Like, students were being killed. The bodies were being left in the streets. So he said yes. And like, okay, your flight leaves in 5 hours. So he called up his mom. She brought his clothes. He said bye to her. And it was gone for 20 years.
Wow.
Gone for 20 years. And he worked in the tech industry out west and somehow got an education and got a good job and started to build up some means. And then he went back. And he went back to try to figure out a way how he could, like, some organization, maybe start something and then leave and manage it from afar. So he showed up to help. A local, right, of local origin, but realized that he needed to be there. And so he left his job behind and started an organization that goes to the tea houses, which are just these restaurants on the streets, and where they have kids that work in there, usually from the villages. Their parents send them to work in these, and the kids sleep in the tea houses. And so Tim has an organization that pulls up a bus outside these tea houses and has school, has classes to give these kids an education because they don't have a chance at. So there's a great example of locally driven change and someone who's so dedicated. So to find people like Tim to support, I think, is really, really key.